Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Lawana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Lawana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Lawana Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Lawana, and this is A Touch From Above. Awesome is our God. Awesome, awesome, and awesome. Hallelujah. Well, I am so excited all that God is doing. Thank you so much. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 2:30 to 3. Thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure that you take time out and visit my website, touchfromabove.org. And also, I want you to pray and really consider giving a monthly gift to keep me on the radio. Please. You know what? I know that I'm called to preach. Oh, I know. Sometimes it's heavy duty. Sometimes it's like, ouch, smackorama. Well, that's probably what we need. Amen? So, you know, I've been in ministry for 43 years. I'm so excited all that God is doing. And I really believe it's just the beginning. I really am believing God that we'll be on the radio all over the United States of America. And if you haven't read my book, A Mother's Story, do me a favor. Don't get it from Amazon, because all the proceeds that come in, if you get it from my website, that's the best way. If you get it from my website, all those monies come in to help build our prayer mountain and for to help with the radio. So please log on to our website and give right there online, atouchfromabove.org. Well, maybe you're wondering, well, is she going to preach? Hold on there. Of course I'm going to preach. I'm going to give you a little bit of what... Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you've been to the graveyard? You know, when you get to the graveyard and you're by yourself, how many do you see partying in the graveyard? Do you see those dead people? Are they partying? You see them sitting around smoking a joint? See them sitting around with a six-pack? Nah, they're dead. Well, the Apostle Paul says something that's really powerful. And I want to read it to you in Romans chapter 6. I've been in ministry for a long, long time, and there are a lot of people that just say, well, I'm covered under grace, you know. I'm covered under grace, you know. Well, you know, I don't have to do that because I'm covered under grace, and I don't have to go to church because I'm covered under grace, and I don't have to move out from my boyfriend or my girlfriend because I'm covered by grace, and, you know, God understands. I don't have to quit smoking or drinking, and, you know, would you like one? No, thank you. I'm covered by grace. Well, let's see what Paul has to say about that greasy grace of yours. Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue that grace may abound? You know, it's kind of funny because the New King James Version and the other, your Bibles say, certainly not. But do you want to know what the original word is? What Paul said? Never. Never. And so you have to read it accordingly. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Never. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized unto Christ Jesus were baptized unto his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Jesus, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Let me stop there for a moment. Let me ask you, does a dead man sin? Hello? Does a dead man sin? Don't look at me like that. Hello, yeah, I'm talking to you. You're driving down that highway. I see you, Highway 15. Now listen to me. Okay, you two on 163 and you on the 8. I'm talking to you. And you too, Mama. You too, teenager. I see you scan through that radio. I'm talking to you too. Does a dead man sin? No, if we are truly a Christian, we should not be glorying in our sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. You see, you are dead in Christ. Christ, when we come to Jesus and we repent of our sins and we are baptized in that water, we're leaving our old dead man in that water. We're leaving our old sin man in that water, and we are raised with Christ. Now, if we died with Christ, we also believe that we shall also live with him. Can I tell you, there are no ashtrays in heaven. There are no bars in heaven. There are no porno shops in heaven. There's no rated R and X movies in heaven. Are you listening to me? Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. God has called us to live a brand new life. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. You see, the problem is, everybody, I don't know where that greasy grace came from. I have no idea how that happened. Do you think that God is going to set us free and then let us stay in the same condition of that vile, corrupt, wicked way that we were living before? Do you really think that Jesus died on that cross to let us stay the same? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. Do you know what grace means? Unmerited favor. Do you know what that means? You didn't deserve it. You didn't earn it. There was nothing you deserved, but Jesus said, I'm going to go to the cross for you. I'm going to make a way for you. And you, when you come to me, that's grace. Unmerited favor. You couldn't earn it. You couldn't talk him into it. He did it for you. That means that you come to the cross of Calvary and that you repent. And then he goes on again. This is what I love about Paul. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? There's that word. Never. Paul makes it very clear. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? Never. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or to obedience leading to righteousness. Ooh, let me stop there. You see, dear Christian, I love you. You got to stop making excuses. Them excuses are like feet. They stink and everybody's got them. You got to stop making them excuses. Well, God knows my weakness. Well, it's not my fault. Well, my daddy was a drunk. Well, my mama was loose as a goose. Hello, but Jesus came to set you free. What happened? What are you doing playing in the devil's camp? What are you doing playing in the devil's pig pen? You got to get up and get out of that thing. You know what? We were once darkness and sin, but Jesus gave his life to set us free. But God be thanked that though you were slaves to sin, see, that this is, he's talking about your old life, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be a slave of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you present your members as slaves to uncleanliness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. In other words, when you are a slave to sin, you don't know what righteousness is. You've got to let go to let God. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed of? For the end of those things is death. You see, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now I'm going to tell you a story. Because I've had a women's home and a men's home, I've had six of them actually. I'm hoping to do it again here in San Diego to start a men's home and a women's home to help people really get free. But there was a young lady in the home there, and you know what? She came in and said, yes, I'm going to serve God. So we took her in. She was off the streets. And you know what? And later on, we discovered she's going to have a baby. So she had her baby. But you know what? She said, you know, God loves me just the way I am. And I said, no, you got to stop thinking like that. You got to renew your mind. But you know what happened? She ended up staying in that women's home for almost a year. She had her baby. Her baby was just as cute as a button. But you know what? One day she wrote a note, put her baby in the basket, left her baby on the front porch and said, I can't do it. I'm gone. And went back out into the streets. Another young gentleman came in, broken, oh my goodness, great vocalist, singer, drama. He was involved in all kinds of different things. And he comes in to the kingdom of God, and little by little, you could just see the joy of God all over him. But you know what? All of a sudden, he began to change, and I looked around. Where's he at? I haven't seen him. Where's he at? And then one day, I went driving down the road, and I saw his car at a gay bar. I don't suggest you do this, but I had such a burden. I parked my car and I got out and put my, I had my ID with me. I said, excuse me, I'm looking for some. Oh, well, this is what it's going to cost you. I said, you know what? I'm not staying. I'm just looking for somebody. And they let me go in and I'm looking all around and I didn't find him. And I look down, I look all around and I was thinking, good night, this place is dark and dingy and it stinks like pee. So I'm walking all around, I'm trying to see, get my eyes adjusted. And then somebody said, well, there's a downstairs. So I went downstairs in the back area and then I went out by the little back porch area. And there he is having some man sit on his lap, making out with him. I walked up to him, I said, what are you doing here? He goes, what are you doing here? I said, get out of this place. I said, Jesus set you free. I said, what are you doing here? He goes, you know what? You need to. I said, no, you need to get out of this place. Come on, come with me. But you know, he didn't come with me. Do you know, a year later, we were doing his funeral. He died of AIDS. You know, I think that what people don't realize is that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Now, I'm going to tell you another story. A young lady, she was kind of loosey-goosey at church. She was, you know, very beautiful, but she had a seducing spirit. You would like to think that everybody that came to church was saved. But you know what? Sometimes the devil puts somebody in the house of God to detour or to steal. You got to remember, not everything that sizzles is steak and not everything that glitters is gold and not everything that says hallelujah is a Christian. Do you understand that? Well, what happened is she ended up having an affair, not only with one, but several men, only to discover she had AIDS. Do you know what happened to those men? One of the guys died from AIDS. Another one went out and killed himself. Do you know why? Because how in the world could he tell his wife that he had AIDS? Can I tell you that you cannot play with sin? Whatever you give your members to, you become a slave to. And I've seen in 43 years of ministry, I've seen many Christians that think they can escape. Do you realize the greatest heartache was one young lady that came in 18 years old, 18. Are you listening to me? 18. And she sat there at the back of the church. And I remember telling her mother, get her out of the company she's with. God is speaking to my heart. You need to get her out of that arena, whoever she's. But, you know, the mom didn't listen to me. And you know what? 6 months later, we were doing her funeral. She died of an overdose. Can I tell you, you cannot play with sin and think that you're going to get away with it. It's like the stupid little mouse that runs around the trap, run around the trap, run around the trap, until one day he says, ooh, that cheese just smells so good. And all of a sudden, that trap catches him. Can I tell you, you cannot. You cannot play, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you realize that Hollywood is filled with backslidden Christians? Do you understand what happened to Whitney Houston? She was raised in church. Hallelujah. Great vocalist. Her, do you know who her auntie is? She has one of the largest churches in New York. What was her name? Shirley Caesar. Shirley Caesar was powerful. She's still powerful. Do you know that she sold as many albums as Whitney Houston did? But you know what happened? Somebody heard Whitney Houston's voice and said, wiggled that carrot in front of her and lured her right out of church. And you know what? She died of an overdose. Not only she died, but now her daughter died just the same. What about Beyonce? Do you know that she was in a Christian band, Destiny's Child? Do you realize she sang, Jesus, he's so good. You know, and here she is in church, but guess what she's doing now? Showing her body, loosey-goosey. She wears a cross, but she don't have any kind of reference for that cross anymore whatsoever. I just want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, but he is not her Lord and Savior doing what she's doing, but nobody wants to really talk about that. Can I tell you that Oprah was raised in a Baptist church? Hallelujah. Bless God. Praise the Lord. And you know what? Right now, she has one of the largest online, vile, corrupt, New Age church. Do you understand? They exchange the truth of God for a lie. Whatever you give your members to, you become their slave. And you have to be careful, dear saint. You cannot play in the devil's camp and think that you can serve God at the same time. You got to make up your mind. You got to get on the right side, and you got to walk that straight walk, because narrow is the way and broad and spacious is the way that leads to destruction. Do you know who else was raised in church? What was his name? Smooth singer. I used to listen to him before I got saved. Barry White. Do you realize that that young man was in church? I mean, he was doing those hymns. When I think about his goodness and what he's done for me. He was playing that keyboard and singing grace. He was at the age of 9. He was writing his own worship music. I mean, he was, you know, getting the choir going. But at 14, his voice changed in that deeper voice, you know. And somebody heard that voice and said, hey, Barry White, why don't you come and join my band? And he ended up leaving the church and joining that band. And you know what? The end of his life was so sad because he died so young. We have to understand something. Jesus is our hope, and he did not come to this earth to die on that cross to leave us in the pit of the devil's hell and think we're going to go to heaven. He came to set the captives free. He came to break the chains of the devil. He says, and having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. So I'm talking to you today, dear listener. Are you a slave to God's righteousness, or are you still connected to Satan? I love you. Don't get mad at me. I'm trying to rescue you. Don't get mad at me. Don't you dare change that station. Don't you dare touch it. Not one thing. I'm talking to you. You're living on the edge. Some of you are in the church and you're singing. You're singing in the choir. You're lifting up your hands. But you're living a homosexual lifestyle. You're out in that old world. You think nobody will see you. You think nobody will catch you. But I'm telling you, you got to come up out of that. I'm talking to you, dear one. Let me tell you another story. Young girl that used to come to church. I didn't see her. One service, I said, where's she at? Have you guys seen her? I said, somebody needs to go check on her, make sure she's okay. Can I tell you that when they went to her house that morning, after church, they found her slumped over in the hallway, all dressed for church, but there she was, tied off with a needle. She thought she could do one more. She overdosed before she could make it out that door to church. Satan plays for keeps, dear friend. And I know what it's like to be in the world, but you know what? Jesus set me free. And the Bible says who the Son sets free is free indeed. And there's no such thing as greasy grace. That's how come Paul said, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Never. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?" You see, you've got to make up your mind. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. Some of you are playing in the devil's playground, and I'm talking to you today. I want you to pray with me. Say this prayer: "Jesus, I am so sorry. Lord, I want to be free, but my flesh is weak. Strengthen me. Get me out of the devil's playground, Father. Help me to be free from my sin and my corruption. Help me, Lord, to walk in your ways. Help me, Jesus. Please forgive me. Be my Lord and Savior. I know you died on the cross and rose again, but I don't understand it all, but I really want to serve you, Lord. Please forgive me." Now you have to take another step, because sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What does that mean? That means you have to get up, you have to go to church, you have to pick up your Bible, you have to begin, let go of your old friends, quit hanging around with those toads. No, quit hanging around with the old yuckies. Get out of that arena and come into the house of God. It's time to make some new friends. When I got saved, you know what? I had to cut all my friends loose. I even had to move. I thought, oh my gosh, if I'm going to make it for God, I better move. Why? Because all my friends, "Hey, when you coming clubbing?" You know what? No. I'm going to serve God. And you know what? That's exactly what I did. I moved away and I lived two blocks from the church, and I made sure I was at every church service. Every time those doors were open, I was there. I didn't care what. You want me to help clean the toilets? You want me to help to do whatever? I was there. I didn't care. What I didn't want was to go back into my old life. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Remember what Paul said. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? Never. 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 You don't have to be a slave to sin any longer. You go to Jesus, and I promise you, he will set you free. Now you get up and you come to church, come up to the prayer mountain. I will give you the word of God the same way you're hearing it on the radio is the same way we're going to preach it at church. You're going to get fed the word. Word up, everybody. Jesus loves you, loves you, loves you so much. And you know what? I don't care what you're involved in. I don't care what you've gone through. Jesus can set you free from whatever it is. You've heard some couple testimonies. He can set you free from homosexuality. He can set you free from meth. He can set you free from alcohol. He can set you free from bitterness. He can set you free from jealousy. He can set you free from anything at all. There is no problem too hard for our God. Amen? Amen. Stop being a rebel. Jesus loves you so much. And you need to come into the kingdom of God, because now is the time, appointed time for salvation. Don't get left behind. I love you. You're important. Have a great, awesome, amazing, Jesus-filled day. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive.
You kept me from falling. Join A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m., limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power.